Hi, welcome to Paradigm Shifters. We have a wonderful guest, and he's been with us before and had a huge impact on many of you listening to this show. Dr. Cass Ingram, who is a doctor and a wizard and an osteopath, and somebody who's pretty famous for oil of oregano and the wisdom of other herbs. I won't say any more about that because we got a lot of questions to ask Dr. Ingram. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, nice to be back.
Oh, it's great. And years
Don't
ago,
be such a stranger with all these weird things happening.
that's
Just call me
right.
anytime.
Well, actually, years ago, you introduced me to oil of oregano on a show, and I got hold of it and all kinds of products that I had from that, and I really helped a lot of people get over, well, a whole bunch of flus and sort
What's
of
that? Just
crazy
the junk
things.
and
So
You know, it's
let's.
pretty interesting. You could live without the junk. That's a new revelation to people. Oh, I'm gonna have to get a cold. I get three every year. I got flu coming around. And COVID's here. And everybody thinks it's like inevitable unless they put up a plexiglass shield or something. I don't know.
I know it's really, but it's hard to. I know that you're not always pro masks and all that, but because you know that oil of oregano will really turn it all around.
Well,
But for
that's
some
right.
people, it has helped them offset the danger and at least feel less insecure about it, right?
Well, here's the deal. People who want to wear a shield, they wear a shield. That's okay. I don't. If they want to wear a mask, they wear a mask. If they want to put up plexiglass shields, they put them up. But it could be a false sense of security if they don't do for their immune system. So the first priority should be immune system, then the next one, immune system, then number three, immune system. And then
Hey, what's number
we
four?
start talking about, well, you can talk about all the other shields and things. But it's that time where we have to think about what we can do to make ourselves more resilient, our tissues, our white cells, our bone marrow. Maybe it's a wake-up call to all of us. I kind of proved that when I had the dentistry 2 days ago, basically, where normally they give you a litany of six or eight drugs to survive that. You know, those old mercury-filled teeth, they're rotten. As soon as
I
you put
know.
mercury in a tooth, it's dead. So I've been living with those dead teeth all this time and trying to make it work, but they had to go. And they're old friends. You want to keep them as long as possible. But so when they pulled them, I had the choice of the six or eight drugs, or do I take and roll the dice on the oregano? I rolled the dice on the oregano. I had the gel caps. You've had them before.
Oh boy, I
I
have.
had the super strength gel caps. I had that. Had the P73, of course, and then I had the juice of oregano, the sinus oregano spray. What else did I have? The multiple spice oil capsules and some black seed oil capsules and some other things. But I hit that stuff really hard, even every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, every 15 minutes. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you
Is
today.
it
The whole head would swell.
even for pain, Dr. Ingram?
Oh, yeah, it is. Actually, there was a good study by the Turks. They ought to know about oregano. It grows in the mountains. And they found that the oregano was equivalent to morphine, but three times more powerful because they didn't have to use much.
Oh, wow,
They found
really?
that it defeated absolutely ibuprofen.
Wow. Well,
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
ever
So,
good to know, eh? So that was just in the
yeah.
normal, like most of us don't have a plethora, a whole five or six different forms of oil of oregano. So you think if you just
Yeah.
have the gel capsule for starter.
Yeah, no. If you just had the gel caps or the super strength oil, it would be sufficient for most of these. Plus, it turns down the horrible gene, you know, the cytokine storm gene. It turns it way down. So that let's say you get sick, but you're not going to die from the sickness. That's a big difference there.
What
You're
is
not
it?
going to
What
get
is
up
a
double.
cytokine? Can you explain that briefly for us,
Do you
just your
know
mind?
what happens with the stupid COVID?
Not
Right? It
quite.
goes into the body and it starts ripping up people, and then the body reacts, so they have this cytokine gene that just pours out all kind of stuff. Interferon and interleukin, whatever stuff. Starts pouring out.
Is that to
Then
make us
when that,
well, or is that just to
yeah,
toxify us?
trying to, but it doesn't know what to do with this weirdo man-made junk from, and so it reacts too much, and that people get the double pneumonia and they end up with a respirator and they end up dying, right? That happened a lot in the first couple, 3 months,
It sure did. And they died all of a
right?
sudden, like bam, right?
They died suddenly. Now you're not having as much now, but still you're having fatalities. And so the cytokine gene, the oregano, the black seed oil, other things like cinnamon, turns it down, vroom, so that you can still get the infection maybe, but you won't have that violent reaction. That's kind of like what happened with me. Instead of 3 weeks on antibiotics and all kinds of codeine and morphine, which I would never take or whatever, I just turned down the gene. I just started attacking the germs with the natural cures, right? And I'm here. I mean, what am I doing a talk radio show 2 days after a major surgery?
Because we need
I
to
got
know how
stitches.
you're making yourself well. Right? You have stitches all through your mouth, I bet, eh?
Oh, through everything.
Do you
I told him,
put oil of oregano
huh?
right on it?
Yeah, you put it on right on there. It helps a lot. And clove bud oil, of course.
Yeah, clove's
And
great.
you drink the juice of oregano. You sip on that, and you take the enzymes. There's some enzymes that are really good. It's called inflammase, great enzymes to decrease the swelling. And that's enough. You don't need to do too much. Maybe you rub the oregano balm. It's a beeswax balm on the face. I like that. On this crisis, boy, does that feel good, because you get swelling and pain in that lymphatic tissue, and I'm doing good. I mean, I should have a head the size of a 2 foot of a basketball. This is the doctor was nice. He said, "Okay, you know what you're doing. We trust you." He didn't give me a hard time.
He
So,
didn't. They often do give you a hard
no.
time. I remember that from way
Oh
back.
yeah, they won't do the surgery unless you commit. So I'm here to tell you that the oregano did the job, and it
That's
did the
great.
job in 2 days. Now I still have more to go, right? But the fact is, I'm working 8 hours, and people, listen, if it can do the job on all these septic bacteria that are in our mouths that dry, they pull these teeth and dig around and cut, and it just drives it into the bloodstream. You could die of a heart attack and stroke. I'm not going to die of a heart attack and stroke. I got the oregano in my system. But if it can work for that, imagine just a miserable bat corona, bat pig virus. You'd have an opportunity not to croak. No, I'm not telling you this. It's not a real problem. It's a real issue that we have to combat this. But hey, find out what works, what you can depend on. You're not going to depend on zinc. You think I would go into COVID land USA with a zinc pill?
Probably not.
Zinc is zinc. No, I'm not going to. I got to have the oregano. I have to have the spray. I could have some diffuser stuff and capsules and oil.
I think
That's good
you
enough.
said something and I found really, well, many things that I found very interesting, but one of them is I don't know how old you are, but I'm the vintage that we just all had tons of fillings that were mercury fillings, and you were talking about that. And it made me a very nervous kid, a whole bunch of, hyperactive things that happened that people thought was a choice of
It probably from the
personality.
mercury.
Exactly. And
Probably.
so getting all
Yeah.
that out later, I people said you won't notice for a while, and I had to get every quadrant in my mouth cleared out, and they said you won't notice for a while, and within 24 hours I felt different. But
Oh, well, then you.
when you were talking about it a few minutes ago, I thought oil of oregano might have helped with the clearing of that, or even
Oh, yeah.
if you still had the mercury in your teeth, would it
It
be a
would, but
useful?
yeah, it would be. But there's a couple of supplements that are really good if you're clearing that mercury out. That mercury's bad stuff, and something like the wild dandelion flushing agent, which is an 8 ounce bottle, to take an ounce twice a day for 2 3 weeks during the surgery, during the dentistry, during the pulling. Something like the red sour grape, which binds everything, is a powder, capsules. So, you know, like a toxipurge also. Toxipurge is bentonite, zeolite, chlorella, sodium alginate. It's got these five different poles that bind everything. So there are things that we can study and we can apply if we're going to do the dentistry, if we're going to get the mercury out. And I've used them repeatedly on people. But see, you know what we're dealing with? Any tooth that has been stuck with mercury is dead. Dead
really?
Within 10 minutes. Oh, yeah. So then you live with this dead tooth surrounded by germs.
Wow.
That's what we're up against, yeah.
Wow. Wow. And a lot of us back in the olden days just were raised with all that, right?
That's what we were raised with. Mm-hmm. And these Quackola, if you don't mind, dentists have been told for decades now to quit doing it. But in their arrogance, they kept doing it.
You're interesting because you use the word quack, and I go, you've been accused of being a quack. And a lot of these,
I know.
A lot of that means that you aren't playing the game, the professional game. That's
I'm
what,
not playing the game. And
thank
you know
you,
what?
God.
I donated
thank you.
My license. I donated my license, and it's the best thing I ever did.
God,
so I can
great.
Say what I want.
Well, you've helped a lot of people. Tell me this. I've got about 50 questions to ask you, but one of them is, and I know you're really spiritual, which a lot of us are in different ways, but do you think this is a spiritual crisis, this COVID? It has to be.
You know why it's spiritual?
Because of everything in the whole world. That's why, to me.
Well, it is. It is. But there's another funny thing, which is, those that trust in God and trust in the spirits around them and trust in positivity and trust in the nature, you know, looking for some kind of natural remedies like you did, the essential oils to diffuse, there's almost not a single fatality in that group. I hope one day to do a clinical trial where I take 100,000 people that were diffusing and that we're using essential oils, that we're using oregano oil internally, that we're taking the gel caps, and say, now, how many of you went to the hospital with COVID-19? So I can show that 100,000 people didn't even go there. But the people who just remained oblivious of it all, the poor things.
Well, you know, and you did, in one of your interviews, you talked about somebody who was working in the business, a medical person, and she was sneaking in oil of oregano to a whole bunch of workers in the hospital, right? And they all got...
Yeah, she did, and she prevented 50 nurses from getting sick.
I love that story.
It's called guerrilla warfare. And you know, nobody wants to seem to take the article. She also did it to COVID cases, hardcore physical therapists and nurses with the disease.
Oh, really?
And one woman was on a respirator. They got her off. She coded. They told her she was going to probably die because they, you know, she made it through the code. Then my friend sprayed the back of her throat with the oregano spray it's called. She sprayed it back in her throat. She survived. She's still alive.
Wow.
I had one guy. Listen, his wife, he's going to die. He's on a respirator. You're dead. Get your will ready. His wife went in and rubbed 2 drops of oil of wild oregano on his feet and on his shins. 2 drops? Morning and night? He got off the respirator. He's still alive to talk about it. You should interview him.
I'd like to interview him. How many days did it take before he got better? Like, was it for
2 days? He
two
got better
days.
Right away, but two. Yeah, and his oxygen just kept improving, and he's a soft kind of a guy with asthma, but he does want to kind of, you know, I'd tell the world about this if I could.
Well, if you know his name, I'll talk to him. I'd love to.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I have these people. There's such a small percentage that the oregano has been able to save. I mean, with active cases, it's going to get out eventually that oregano is the thing, because enough people are going to get COVID. Then they go to the health food store, they get the oregano oil super strength, they get the oregarest, which is really a good multiple spice, they get the spray and the sinus injection, and they say, I had this stupid COVID, and this is the only thing that worked for me. That's what we need for the, you know, 30 million Americans to wake up to this, because it's not going anywhere. My goodness, if you look at the data, there's so many cases.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, some of it's false, some false positives, some stupidity, like putting COVID-19 diagnosis on someone that didn't even show up to get the test.
Wow.
There is junk like that that's going on.
Wow.
But still,
that's,
I know,
because they have
people,
a pre-decided outcome, like they know they want it to go a certain way, probably.
Yeah, apparently they want the vaccine to be totally mandatory. But there's enough going around that obviously the mask and the plexiglass isn't doing much, and people are getting sick here and there. So do you want to be one of the people who gets COVID?
Not particularly.
Because I'm yeah, well, then the answer is the oregano, honestly. Whether diffusion, mm-hmm. whether a spray, whether sinus injection, whether oil drops, or whether capsules. Yeah.
Or a variety. I think that's really exciting. Well, tell me this. Have you followed up? Have you been able to? Probably not always able to track them down. But for people that come out of having COVID and then they have a lot of neurological symptoms going on?
But the people who take the oregano, they don't get any of the neurological or the cardiac sequelae. So it's been difficult to find these chronic cases because they are not chronic with the oregano.
Okay.
They rapidly respond.
Okay.
And they do not get any resurgence of the disease. So, you know, our 50 nurses are on the front lines and none of them have gotten sick. Now it's been 8 months. So,
and it really perks your essential energy, doesn't it?
I think what the essential part is that right here in this guy you're interviewing is the solution for the global crisis. One guy getting the word out, one guy doing the clinical trials, one guy doing the in vitro, one guy trying to do more clinical trials, one guy trying to do NIH. It's just how it is. You know, one person can change the world.
Well, let's do that.
Because all my friends and emissaries can just shove the word out. Here's what I can guarantee. If you pound the oregano on my protocol, the mm-hmm. oil, the gel caps, the multiple spice oil, the sinus oregano spray, if you wish to divert to a little larger protocol, you're not going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad it gets, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say it? Well, God says it. He says that the stuff is a cleansing, purifying agent that preserves you. I'll just take his word for it. I mean, it's Old Testament. It's been around a while. I figure it's got some credibility.
Well, you know, I have a friend who's a nurse, head nurse at a little clinic, and she said, and this is not to diversify from what you're saying, but I really believe in the whole spiritual thing, and I'm metaphysical. And anyway, she is as well as also a healer, and she's the head nurse. So I said, well, hey, is it just the immunity? Is that what's going to get so many people well? And she said, her experience said, if they've got a strong philosophy or a spirituality, whatever it is, that those are the ones that get better where she is. Now, she doesn't know about oil of oregano, and I'm going to phone her right after I talk to you. But that was
also... Well, she'd be the good person to do, real good person to do a trial.
Wouldn't she?
Somebody with that.
And she appreciates that you make a difference in your own healing when you realize something like some spiritual thing, you know.
She's right that if you have, it is a spiritual divide. If you have a really upbeat, believing, trusting attitude, I don't see many of those people getting the disease,
mm-hmm.
honest to God. I'm all over this thing. I'm doing I do the most media about COVID-19. I do the most television. I do network. Now, the networks aren't too interested, but pseudo network shows. And so the pulse.
Well,
I
that
got
would really
is,
challenge the market, wouldn't it? The pulse you got what? Sorry to interrupt you.
The pulse I've got is exactly what you said. Not too many of the really spiritually devout, upbeat people that are positive and that think, no, I'm not going to succumb, and whatever they think, very few, percentage-wise, are getting the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a number of those people say, no, I'll go to the health food store, and I'll get what I need, or whatever, I'll buy it online, whatever, and I'll protect myself. Those people are just not getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
They all tell me, no, we're all fine here. We haven't had a single case. I've been following this for 9 months.
Wow.
How can that be? And yet in the common public, you're seeing outbreaks, Washington, D.C., pockets where an entire family's going down. You're seeing hospitalizations. You're seeing people with all these diseases and obesity as well, and who eat a tremendous amount of sugar. What a big risk factor that is if you're pounding the sugar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well just open yourself up. Pork consumption, flu shot.
Yeah, talk
flu
about
shot
those
is
two things. That was pretty amazing. I listened to another interview and read some of your material. And what is in pork? Like, what is, tell people about
Well, from
that.
What we know, Mr. Fauci went and authorized that they would swab the anuses of bats. Then, with our tax dollars, that bat anus virus was grown, then fed to piglets. This was 2 years ago. So the piglets were ground up. Then they fed the material, what in the world are they doing, to carnivorous hogs. Now, it's likely that they slaughtered the hogs and then put them in the Wuhan market. And
what
that,
was their
because
purpose?
Remember,
is it bacterial war, or what is it they're trying to set up?
Well, apparently they couldn't do this research in the States, so they used their buddies in China for the legwork and paid them to do it. Which the Chinese, if you give them $4 million, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
and
what was their
we don't
purpose?
Know if it was we don't know. It looks like it was vaccine research. Can you believe that? They're talking about giving us a vaccine for a vaccine catastrophe.
Mm.
More than we don't have any evidence that they were going to do a biological weapon and drop it on China or the U.S. Nobody. Everybody's like disinformation like crazy.
I know.
How about stupidity? 1918 stupidity with Rockefeller trying to control the market and making the 1918 vaccine that caused the 1918 pandemic, and he gave it to the soldiers. How about 2009, the swine flu? Was from vaccines. The vaccines caused the poisoning. The poisoning went into the sewage from the pigs. Then the flies picked it up and bit the people in the Mexican village, and that started the epidemic. So now you have some stupid, you know, scientist buffoon who screws around with a virus in 2,000 miles away in a bat cave, and he's supposed to be the expert now. We're going to listen to him. Well, I already know he has done everything to cause this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Prove me otherwise. What are you doing bringing the bat? Bat viruses are nasty. Don't you know people die from just smelling guano, the, you know, bat feces?
Really? Why is carrying?
Listen, they can carry the rabies virus and it doesn't even affect them. They're really dark, gloomy creatures. The bat is the carrier of Ebola. When the bats pooped on the persimmon trees in Africa, the gorillas came after them and ate the persimmons, and they all died from bat Ebola.
Oh, my God.
You can't mess with the bats. You've got to be some kind of a brain-dead human being. So we would not have this but for U.S. research funding the Chinese lab. This wouldn't be an issue for us. But now you've got this bat virus, and you have also pigs. In China, 350 million pigs, same as the Americas, died from coronavirus in 2018 and 2019. Now tell me.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Are you kidding? 350 is documented in my book.
I haven't got
the Chinese.
Whole book read. Mm-hmm.
By the Chinese, they're more transparent than we are. The Chinese said, we have such a problem, and all of our greedy people are making fake vaccines in laboratories, or they're importing vaccines, and the mob in China is getting a hold of these to inject in the pigs. So they made a mess of everything. And we are now suffering the consequences. Are you kidding? That the public would get aware of this and hold culpable the people who caused the epidemic, all the businesses, 100,000 businesses went down in the last 6 months. if they all got together and said, we know now that the $4 million that Fauci got was used to harvest the bat coronavirus, which was then used in the Wuhan Institute, which was then fed to pigs, and then people got sick in the marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, they said they got sick. They got sick from what they ate, and they gave disinformation that it was bats. There weren't any bats. China ought to know what it has in its market. There's no bats in that market. It's not that they don't eat bats.
Except that their bats were in, but you already explained that they were a part of the chain, though.
They were a part of the chain. And that's why they used the bat thing. They knew it was going to come out. So they were playing this all along. They knew they caused the epidemic. They predicted that it would occur. Maybe they were planning on something and it got out of the box. I don't know that. All I know is it's a man-made disease.
Well, so talk about the flu. Talk about the flu vaccine. You said there was a tie in there as well.
Well, the flu vaccine is contaminated with coronavirus.
Okay.
So my assistant, I said, why are you diagnosed with COVID-19? You can't come to work. I'm going to send you a box of oregano oil juice, sinus oregano and all that. So when I finally got a hold of her, I said, I'm going to interview you. Well, I haven't taken oregano for 30 days. Well, have you learned anything? Well, my friends all got the flu shot. Have you learned anything? They were shedding the virus on you. Well, we were all eating from the same plates. Have you learned anything? Well, she says she has, and she's going to stay home Thanksgiving and eat her own food. I don't know. But if my assistant gets COVID-19, what am I to do? That means the whole world is vulnerable.
Right.
But mind you, she wasn't taking any of my suggestions.
Wait a minute. The whole world is vulnerable when we don't pay attention to our beliefs and who we put in hierarchical positions and what we're afraid of. So, you know.
No, are you kidding? Everybody's, in the two-party system, this one against that one. We're polarized against each other.
Sure. You don't know who to trust, and we've got disinformation.
No. And then the little information we do get is just from shows like this. This is truth. This is fact. I've written the book.
Yeah, I want to know more about your book. I'm trying to track it down, but I had to order it online.
What? You didn't?
I couldn't.
No, it's hard to get on Amazon. It's
I
just
could
my
not
website.
I couldn't find it on your website.
Oh, you didn't get the book. Well if
it's
you
okay.
Want,
I got about
do...
your book everything I could. If I want, you could do what?
No, I send you one, huh?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I send you one. Yeah,
because I'm very excited. But the thing about it is, we were just talking about disinformation and so on and so forth. But oil of oregano, and I'm speaking from experiences, I can't remember what was wrong with me, and it was probably 10, 15 years ago or something. And I had all my friends on it because we were reversing anything that came up. We were reversing. But the thing about it is you're in step with your own vibrational truth, as a human being, which I think is a good way to find out who's lying and who isn't. It's the kind of a vibrational
thing. I think
thing.
So. I think that's where the spiritualness comes in, too, that the people who are of higher thought can kind of see through some of this.
Oh, yeah.
And those who are robotic or whatever you want to call it, they're just going to march to the orders of whoever, including the guy who started the pandemic. And his team, so.
And he'll never have to admit it.
No, he doesn't have to admit anything.
I don't know
He's
why,
been there
but...
for 40 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. He should come clean and say, all right, we did some research on the bat coronavirus that is now broken out.
Mm-hmm.
And we will investigate whether it has caused the pandemic. If it's coincidental, leave it to us. We're going to dig in. Going to take our zoot suits and go to China and figure this one out. It's been cover up since the beginning. So that's the spiritual divide. You're not going to get it out of the denizens of wickedness.
But it unfortunately leaves a lot of people mildly paranoid, like what's going on? Who's in charge?
Well, I'll give you a funny example. Epstein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was big fanfare about that. Some big heads were going to come down. And then, he's killed himself, hard to believe. And so we got his partner. How come we haven't heard anything about her?
Exactly.
I mean, doesn't when it gets to that level, you can't expect anything to come out of that. You got to, you know what, the best advice I can give our listeners? Just focus on what's before your nose. If your mind goes out to the right or the left or up above, we're trying to shoot to the moon or something, you're going to lose. You're going to miss the blessings. All the messages that you're going to get are right in front of you. All the goodness, all the beautiful things that our Creator, your angels, I mean, they're going to give you. You miss it all because you're worried about this, or you're worried about how come he didn't win, or this one should have won, and it was vote rigging. And I mean, I wrote the book Rigged.
Oh, you did?
I know all about, under my pseudonym, K. Khalil. I know all about Dominion voting. I know all about, in fact, I'll send some books to that attorney because this rigging is very complicated.
Who did you write it about?
It was about Ron Paul.
Oh, okay.
See, the rigging, I've never voted but one time in my life, and it was for him because he's an honest guy.
Okay.
I couldn't stand voting for somebody that might kill somebody, that might authorize war, that might authorize killing. I couldn't do it, even if they were caught in the middle of it. But by some of their executive actions, people died. I'm a doctor. I mean, above all, do no harm. I can't do it. So he's nice enough. And so I followed that case, and some of the biggest rigging is in the media. You see, by using brainwashing and convincing people. And then another big source is that, you know, the electronic machines. They put an algorithm in, and it just automatically flips votes. You can't detect it, you know. So I'll just send them the books. I'm not saying this side or that side. I'm saying, hey, if they want to know about vote rigging, I happen to be an expert.
Wow. So that's pretty painful too, isn't it? Painful reality?
Well, it's a painful reality because you know what's happening. You know that somebody's saying, oh, no, that's not happening. Everything's fine. It was the most transparent. And, you know, and in the back of my mind, I'm going, no, it wasn't. If you wanted to get it done, you're going to change the vote. If it didn't go your way, you're going to change the vote. And
media, which you mentioned, is that they kind of play into it, or they keep steering us to prefer this, to prefer that, rather than actually.
Well, I think what the media has done in any case is they make the decision, whether it be Kennedy, the fake moon flight, or whatever. They brought Kennedy into power by vote rigging. So now that he didn't do what he was expected to do, he said he was going to disband the CIA and dump the Federal Reserve and, you know, stop the Israelis from the nuclear plant they had there.
You mean JFK?
Yeah, he said all those three things in a short period of time. So they shot him and killed him. He said, well, we can't. You know, we can't have you around another 4 years. We got to get rid of you. So it'd be nothing to rig a vote if you can rig the entire world to watch JFK get his head blown off and say that it was some weirdo from the CIA that did it. I mean, come on, give me a break, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty violent, isn't it? Yeah.
It is violent. So you got to kind of know it, but you can't focus on it. You got to enjoy your life, people. You've only been given one of those, at least planetary type.
Well, I think the way we're held against each other and where we are afraid and paranoid and all that is very weakening. It's weakening for our immune systems, for all of us, for not knowing what's going on, for not having a belief. So it sounds like your whole thing about oil of oregano and the other herbal stuff that you're putting in, you know, in your not medications, potions and so on, that they really help install a sense of empowerment in people, don't they?
Well, they do. I do think that you can take a look at this and say, I'm not going to get this junk.
Right.
And if I did somehow, I'd fight it to the, you know, I'd fight. Come on, people, you're going to fight this thing. Did you know that they found out that the low oxygen doesn't mean that much? The low oxygen just means that during that period of time, there's vasodilation in the lungs as the body tries to fight this. And the ability at that moment is compromised, which changes the whole parameter, which means that the 100,000 people or whatever that died from the respirator, 50,000, should have never gotten a respirator. You should have left them alone. And also means you should never put somebody on their stomach. Look. The stomach sleeping or stomach positioning kills the diaphragm. You should enhance the diaphragm with diaphragmatic exercises, Ayurvedic breathing exercises, essential oil therapy, oil of wild oregano, or wild oregano spray to mist the whole room. And I think we could have gotten maybe 1,000 deaths instead of 250,000.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Or whatever.
But you're saying all the things that you're saying are about empowering people.
We don't have it because we're suffering from monopolistic concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we're aware, they said homeopathy is a threat, herbal medicine is a problem, essential oils are a bugaboo for us. We have to eliminate them. We have to control pharmacy for petrochemical-based drugs so that we make the money. So that's what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they hear this show, they won't know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll succumb to the medical paradigm. You know?
One of the things, and this is a small sidebar but relates, is way back when I was first into health foods years ago, but way back then I was learning about things like pellagra or, you know, all the old iatrogenic diseases that could have been resolved, but for the marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
And that went on for hundreds of years, didn't it? I mean, it's gone on since we learned about marketing health.
You had a very highly contentious medical profession at that time that would fight you if you told them to wash their hands after they dissected a cadaver.
Mm.
So they're not going to be too inclined to believe you when you say that look, these people in the South don't get enough nutrients. That's why they have this epidemic of pellagra or beriberi. We've got to get them on a decent diet. So we have too much resistance in our medical profession about anything. Even now, there's nobody gonna. What MD is gonna say? Look, you got COVID-19. I want you to go home and fumigate the house with your essential oils. And see if you can go to the health food store and get some oil of oregano. That'll
but that's too bad. I burst out laughing and I goes, "That's how distant it is from the reality." Hey.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I think it's a very, very exciting. In a certain way, it's an exciting frontier. Because the one thing about media is that a lot of this information spreads out faster than it used to, right?
Maybe through this show, some people could take some extra precaution.
Yeah.
They could know that they can take that really strong attitudinal stance instead of being fearful and morose and locked in with plexiglass shields and also duct tape. I'll tell you the duct tape story. And maybe they could get some oil of wild oregano. The wild is always better, not standardized, and take a few drops, take a few capsules twice a day, something simple.
Where do we order it? Where do we get it? I would like to hear that, too, so that we don't leave people hanging there.
Well, I can guarantee you, if you go to the folks at oreganol.com, you will get 100% wild oregano.
Okay.
Not the farm rate.
Oreganol, N-O-L, yeah, okay.
Oregano with an L.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the original ones. And, you know, yes, Amazon's there, but I tell people, why don't you check the local health food store, not the GNC, anything but a GNC, and
right.
see where you can get the best quality oregano oil, maybe some natural vitamin C from Camu. What else could you do? Black seed oil. I like the gel caps that have the oregano and have the cumin and the fennel. I like those a lot. And, yeah, those are some big ones and probably some zinc and, you know, and a lot of people talk about vitamin D. I don't take vitamin D because, gosh, it's made in China usually from cattle brains and pig hides. I won't do it. You know,
is it easy to track down where the sources are? Is it easy for us to find out?
I can do it for anything.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't trust anybody. So I just
So Dr. Ingram,
start
you should be putting out vitamin D for us. And I heard also you were saying something about vitamin A is a really important thing.
Vitamin A is. There is a product called Polar Power
mm-hmm.
that I use. And it's from the brains of wild salmon. It has A and D in it,
mm-hmm.
but in a lower dose, but in a safe dose without pig's hides or, you know, gelatin or weird stuff. And that's what I do. I just take, I don't know, 4 to 6 a day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I'm gonna try to figure out how to make vitamin D without the stupid synthetics. That's not easy to do.
No, you've got to be a magical man, which you really are, aren't you? How is your face now that you're talking about all this stuff? Because you have a very powerful healing force, and I'm going, I hope that's helping your teeth.
Well, I think pretty good considering that I shouldn't be with you today and I'm able to do such a compelling information. Not easy to talk with this level of strength.
I'm sorry.
So not really anything that I notice.
Yeah.
I don't think I could stand just laying there for days.
Well, I think you've been very vital with us, and we have to kind of close off. But tell people about that, like how they can get it wasn't on your site when I went in this time, but maybe it's.
Okay, I don't know the COVID-19 remedy, the real truth believed, the real truth revealed. It should be on kazingram.com.
Okay, that's CASS.
Kazing, yes, Kazingram. The book has to be there.
Okay.
The book is there, the electronic book. I don't think you should try Amazon. I don't think it's there. I kind of fired them for other reasons. But Kazingram.com for the book. And then I don't really sell oregano oil. What can I tell you? You have to
But
go to oreganol.com
is P
to find out
73
more
still
about.
is P73 a really important
Well, see,
signature on it?
when you see P73, it's 1,000% wild, handpicked in the mountains. So
Wow.
that's your signature. And so here's what I use in my
Okay.
clinical trial.
Okay.
P73 oil. The oregano spray, oregano with bay leaf and clove bud that you mist, it kills everything in the air and on surfaces. I use the sinus oregano injection. I'm not saying that it cures anything. I'm just telling you what I do. And then I use the multiple spice oil capsules. I do two twice a day. Then finally, the way I get my zinc and vitamin C is I use this formula. Maybe you can find this on the website. I don't know. I use this formula. I put a teaspoon in my water, and it's made from zinc, vitamin C, elderberry, black seed, and honey, and oregano. So it's got all of the stuff we're running into the store except the D. So
Okay.
you have to find out some other. Do you know what? People who eat fatty fish, butter, cheese, are more immune to this. They're getting their vitamin A and D in the food. Can you
Oh, wow.
imagine?
Okay. So you could
Yeah.
eat fatty
And so,
foods. Ooh.
yeah, you need to eat the fatty food right now,
Okay. A lot of
as
us
much as
like
you can.
butter.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna officially stamp.
Well, I've really loved talking to you, and I know that you're suffering, but you've really pried a lot of us loose from the suffering of fear and not knowing, and I appreciate you very much for the work you do.
Sure, and no fear is allowed. I was also concerned when it first broke out, but I've spent 9 months studying this and published the book. I don't think there's anything to be afraid of.
Good.
You
Well,
can just
you
arm
also
yourself
worked
with
your
it.
way through HIV and through Lyme disease, didn't you,
Oh yeah,
with all this?
sure.
I like to throw your credentials in behind you here.
Good talking to you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ingram. Cass Ingram, who's really a pioneer in, at least today, a pioneer in healing ourselves through things like wild oregano. And pay attention to his stuff. You'll feel better every day. Thanks, Dr. Ingram.
You betcha. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice
Bye-bye.
to talk to you. Bye-bye.